Parents of children brought up on social media are not always aware of the level of bullying their children may be facing. Now, a 15-year-old girl has directed a film to help them recognise the signs of bullying and alert teenagers themselves to its dangers. The film is being launched today as part of the charity set up by the family of Northern Territory teenager Dolly Everett, who took her life after being bullied. In Darwin, Jacqueline Breen reports.
A young teenage girl in school uniform lies in bed on her phone. There's a swoosh of an incoming text. Then suddenly a pebble hits her face, thrown from across the room by the apparition of another teen. The short film's 15-year-old director, Charlotte McLaverty, says this is what cyberbullying feels like.
Well, I was hoping to relate to how it feels to be cyberbullied for most teens, like with the isolating room, the warehouse. Yeah, the rocks being thrown is like the visual representation of what it feels like. The fact that the bully's there with her and none of the parents or children realise what's happening unless you speak up.
Cut to the dinner table and the stones keep coming, but the girl's parents and siblings can't see the cyberbully sitting beside them.
You don't need to hold on to it yourself. You can talk to people about it. That's the real message we need to share.
But it's how to have those conversations and what to do next that Kate and Tick Everett say has many parents and carers feeling lost. The couple from Katherine in the Northern Territory lost their daughter Dolly to suicide in January last year. They've been picking up the pieces ever since and want to help others avoid what happened to them.
Okay, so the Parent Hub, there was a gap in the market and right from the get-go with our experience, we thought, you know, how do we fix that? We thought we needed more information for parents, so that's what we've set out to create.
The couple has today unveiled a new section on their website for parents scrambling for information and advice.
It's more just for parents to know, you know, when they are having trouble with their children, whether it be at school or in a sporting community, where they can go to get help. So many questions we got at the start was, we've done A, B and C, but now we're stuck. Where to go next?
So we've identified four different parenting types, and you can find a pathway through your parenting style, whether you're a tech guru or whether you're an old-fashioned parent that says, you know, everyone under 18 shouldn't have access to technology. So hopefully through identifying different styles of parenting, it makes accessing the information a lot easier.
The website leads parents to tips and resources on talking to their child about bullying, whether they're on the giving or receiving end. There are videos about self-esteem and resilience and links to youth counselling organisations. Queensland University of Technology Education Professor and cyberbullying researcher Marilyn Campbell says extra resources for parents are a good thing. But she says there's an opportunity in this ongoing national conversation to make sure that's backed up by expert support at the coalface, or rather in the classroom.
The only thing that I think should really be put into schools is more school psychologists and more school counsellors to be able to, one, react to those children who do have mental health problems already, but more importantly, to be able to be proactive agents in the school to help well-being teams to make sure that the kids are resilient and that they can take on life challenges and have happy lives.
For Kate and Tick Everett, this project has helped them by keeping them busy, and they hope it also helps others.
Jacqueline Breen. And if Jacqueline's story has raised concerns for you or anyone you know, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.